Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's up? What is up, Saturday Nation? Let's dive right into today's message. Act the way you want to be. Act the way you want to be. This is a really powerful message, and I'll share with you why, because this will help you create momentum. If you're starting a new venture, going into a new area of your life, of your business, maybe you're already super successful, pulling down 7-8 figures, but you want to go and branch out and diversify, whatever it is, it works in every phase of your life. Now, I'm going to say something, but I don't want you to mistake it. Okay, here it is. Act the way you want to be, and soon you will be the way you act. Act the way you want to be, and soon you will be the way you act. Now, I caution you, don't go out there and mistake that for fake it until you make it, right? Hey, join my biz op. We're doing great. I'm doing great. I'm financially free already, and I've been doing it 90 days. That's fake it until you make it, okay? That is lying. That lacks integrity. That's a lot of gurus out there, all right? There's a lot of gurus that are very anxious to take your money. I'm sure it's already happened to you, so I won't dive in. I don't want this to be a negative message, but that really is a buyer beware. Watch out. People promising big results for you, getting you a lot of fans, a lot of followers, a lot of money, a lot of this, a lot of that, without a lot of work is a lot of crap, okay? You're going to have to work, but it's not like working a job. Working a job sucks if you don't like the job. I think we can all agree on that, right? It feels as though you're literally out of alignment. Your entire life is out of alignment. You talk about faking it, you know, going into a job and smiling at the boss and everybody around the water cooler and everybody microwaving their macaroni and cheese in the lunchroom at 11:30 in the morning and just sitting there depressed and using a plastic fork and counting down until they got to get back in their cubicle. That sucks. Okay. Now, what I'm talking about is act the way you want to be. Okay. So I'm going to give you an example of myself back 15, 20 years ago. I was running that corporate grind. I was in that cubicle life. And then I moved into an office. Woo! And then in my office, I would just sit there. And the only difference was between the cubicle and the office is my prison had a door on it. Okay, so instead of being in a cubicle prison, I had a nicer cell. They moved me up to it. So I got out of like solitary confinement and got myself into a nicer cell. Okay, with a little bit more perks that came with it. But with that comes the golden handcuffs, and it makes it harder and harder to leave. This is what guys and girls just don't ever understand until they get to be 60 years old. They look back like, huh, so all my kids graduated high school? Interesting. And I spent all my time staring at a wall, at a computer, looking at reports, going to meetings. And okay, yeah, life's over. Great. That sucked. Talk about that. Wow, that's the worst of all, you know. So what I found was I needed to become somebody that I had no idea who this person was, but I know I wanted to be that person. Like, I had no idea how to act like that person. So I just started being uber positive, calling everybody a champion, speaking in parables, you know, reading stories and relaying those stories. Because in the job I was at, we'd have to run a Monday morning sales meeting, and every first level manager would have to take turns. It's like, it's your turn to run the meeting. It's like, great, let me put in a motivational phrase. This is everybody, you know, all the managers. Let me put in a motivational phrase and get everybody fired up. Nobody got fired. It's Monday morning at 8 o'clock. What employee do you know in this world has ever been fired up at Monday at 8 a.m. for a meeting that they didn't want to be at, fighting traffic to get there, right? So I would just give stories, and it was weird because people would resonate with it. They would remember, and I remember still to this day, I was at I went to a funeral for a guy I used to work with back at the end of August of 2018. So that would have been 6 months ago. God, 6 months ago already? Holy cow. I'm telling you, man, life is so short. Oh, can we take just a side note? I'll get back to that story. I mean, you sit there and you worry and you agonize like I do, all right, over the dumbest stuff that'll never matter, okay? You get one life, man, and we're sitting here, we're not trusting God in any of our decisions. We have no faith. We don't think any, we're thinking that we are the ones that have the power to change these things. We don't, man. It's just, if you if you're actually thinking that you and I, all right, flawed, just, you know, sinning people have the ability to, you know, make these just amazing changes in our life. It's just, my faith doesn't work that way, man. It doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way with our daughter, Susan, you know, thinking that she's going to come out of that and we're going to actually have any say in that at all, man. We prayed so hard, stood on our faith, and it happened. Through the grace of God, it happened. So life is so short to agonize about money and material stuff and what people think about it. You got to move on from that crap, man. So back to the story. So I'm at the viewing for Pat, the guy I used to work with, and he was 57 years old and just died of a full-blown heart attack. And so one of the ladies who I used to work with, hadn't seen her in, Jesus, would have been 14, 15 years, whatever it was, came up. She goes, you know, I still remember the story that you told about there's still going to be toothpaste left in the tube. All right, no matter. And that's true. It's the parable of the toothpaste tube. It's, yeah, I used an analogy one time in a sales meeting. You ever notice that when you think there's just no more toothpaste left in the tube, you squeeze it, whoa, what do you know? A little more came out. A little more came out. What do you know? A little more came out. And that's life, man. We don't think, oh, we don't have any toothpaste left in the tube. Well, reach down, man. Squeeze a little more. Get a little bit more out of there. There you go. Look, you got more in there. And that was 15 years ago, and she still remembers that. Why does she remember that? Because it was kind of a funny story. Nobody was ever talking like that when I was giving sales meetings, and I wanted to be that person. I was kind of grooming myself to be a speaker without any idea of what it meant to be one. Like, I had no idea how to speak in public, in front of groups, no formal training whatsoever, but I acted the way I wanted to be, because soon I would be the way I was acting. And I want to challenge you to do that. I want you to step into that person that you want to be and start acting like that person. You don't need money to act the way you want to act. You don't need to be well-known to act that way. You don't need anything, fame, fortune, nothing. You don't need anybody to bless you and say, you are now this person, go on and act. No, it's a decision you make. We talk a lot about decisions. You're starting to know, it's a heart issue, okay? So you got to feel that in your heart. Remember, planting seeds in good soil. It's a heart issue. When you believe that in your heart, that you are that person and you can act that way, you'll become the guru that people will now pay you for your advice. And the difference is you'll actually deliver because you have the integrity, because the seed's been planted in good soil. All right. You're not going to be like most people out there just doing it because they got to feed their family and they got to make a mortgage payment and they got to get paid. All right. Act the way you want to be. All right. Not fake it till you make it. Act the way you want to be. So when I started acting like a speaker, and I started acting like a motivated individual, I started attracting people into my life because they wanted to be around that positive energy that I never would have attracted in a million years, because I was just this water cooler, corporate guy, cubicle guy, all this stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right? Just everything that is wrong with America right now. Everybody just driving east looking for a sunset, man. They're so lost. This world is so lost. Okay, everybody running this crazy rat race thinking that if they can just accumulate enough stuff, they're going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. You will not be happy. It doesn't, I could give you a plane, a private island, and $1 million, and you will not be happy. Why? Because it's a heart issue. It goes back to the heart. Your heart's not right. You got to get that right first. Why do you even want to do that stuff? You know, and oh, by the way, how did you acquire the island? If you didn't work for it, you're not going to appreciate it. Somebody just gave it to you. You're not going to appreciate it. You're not going to like it. You're not going to enjoy it and think about all of the great accomplishments that got you there. And if you had to get that island and plane and all that money in the wrong way by deceiving people or working hard and not seeing your family, let's say you did it all on the up and up, but you never saw your kids, never saw your spouse, never created meaningful relationships, wouldn't feel that, you'd be just sitting there like, wow, this kind of sucks. I promise you, man, that's the way you're going to feel. So act the way you want to be, all right? And don't be afraid to step out, and whatever it is, whatever venture that you want to do, nobody knows you're fearful. Nobody knows you have second doubts. Nobody knows you're insecure about it. So don't act that way. Act the way you want to be, and then soon you will be the way you're acting. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because I felt that on my heart this morning to share with you. I really want you to see success. I really want you to just experience this every day is Saturday lifestyle, which could be somebody making $2,000 a month. Doesn't matter. as long as your bills are paid and you're happy, $2,000 a month is great. Don't get caught up in this $200,000 a month lifestyle. If you want to make $100,000 a month, that's great too, but make sure your heart's in the right spot, all right? Because Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. And there's not another guru on the planet that's going to say $2,000 a month is A-OK. And I'm speaking to a different mindset today. I'm speaking to the person who's thinking, am I doing everything right, man? I mean, I really want to be this other person, but I don't know if I got the chops to do it. You got the chops to do it. If your heart's in the right spot, you can do it right now. And don't get sold this bill of goods from people who say the more money you have, the happier you're going to be. I don't know one person who's got a lot of money that's happy just because they have the money. It's not true. And I know more people than not, and I'll share this with you too. All right. I know more people than not that have a lot of money that are miserable. Absolutely flipping miserable. So what's the point of that message? Pick the thing that you really want to do. All right, because it's going to be challenging. There's going to be valleys, but if you love what you do, the time's going to pass a lot faster, and it's not, the pain isn't going to be nearly as great as doing something that you don't love to do only for the money and then being in the valley. It feels lonelier that way. All right, so act the way you want to be. Act the way you want to be. Let's go. Act the way you want to be. I'm not saying don't have integrity and be a phony. I'm just saying act. Step into. How about this? Step into your greatness. Just step into it, man. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be just fine. All right, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.